In the news for today, Jackson City Council has formally protested the proposed water rate increase from the Amador Water Agency. Meeting last night, the Jackson Council approved a written protest of new water rates currently being circulated by the Amador Water Agency. The City of Jackson is a wholesale customer of the Water Agency, buying drinking water in bulk that the city then delivers to and bills individual homes and businesses. Under the proposal from the AWA, Jackson's wholesale water rates would increase close to 50% in the first year and roughly double after 3 years, leaving the city most likely passing the added expense on to city residents. Under the Proposition 218 process now underway, the rate increase can be blocked if a majority of customers protests the increase. However, the City of Jackson only counts as one of thousands of customers due to its wholesale agreement with the AWA. Despite the Amador Water Agency General Manager Larry McKinney's addressing the council, both the mayor and vice mayor last night said that there has been a lack of response from the water agency to communications from Jackson. In other business, the council voted down the awarding of $15,000 in funding for a proposed Blues and Brews fundraising event to be put on by the newly formed Sierra Arts and Music Foundation. The council did, however, approve $8,000 in funding for a construction project at the Kennedy Mine, which will restore the ground-level decking surrounding the collar of the main shaft, allowing visitors to see the headframe of the mine up close.
Well, the railroad flatman is dead, another behind bars. According to the Calaveras Sheriff's Office, on Saturday evening around 9, dispatch received a 911 call of a reported shooting on Ridge Road in Railroad Flat. Deputies responded, locating an adult male suffering from gunshot wounds. Emergency medical personnel treated and transported the man, but he was pronounced dead while in transit. Now, as the victim was being attended to by medical personnel, deputies responded to a residence east of the location of the shooting victim, where they located Ralph McGogren, who'd been identified as the suspected shooter. McGogren was detained and later placed under arrest. Detectives learned the three people involved in the incident. They each lived in separate adjoining parcels on Ridge Road, and that the shooting occurred on the property between the properties of the suspect and the victim. Initial investigation revealed the suspect and victim had been fighting over the location of some target shooting on the property owned by McGogren. During the investigation, evidence of an illegal butane honey oil extraction lab was seized from McGogren's property. After serving a search warrant on the three parcels, the sheriff's office seized a combined total of 500 marijuana plants, over 40 pounds of processed marijuana. The estimated value of everything seized, estimated to be over $300,000. McGogren arrested on charges of murder, felon in possession of a firearm, discharge of a firearm, possession of marijuana for sale, maintaining a drug house, and illegal drug manufacturing.
Well, Northern California authorities have seized about 15,000 pounds of illegal fireworks and $1 million, all as part of an investigation into a major distribution line of illegal fireworks and explosives. The San Mateo County Sheriff's Office says it has linked two people to the sale of fireworks in that county, as well as two residents and a warehouse in Oakland. The seizure comes after a massive fireworks explosion left two people dead in Southern California and caused at least $3.2 million worth of damage. Authorities across the U.S. West are urging people to forego fireworks displays as the 4th of July approaches amid a historic drought and fears of another devastating wildfire season. On sale for only one day so far, fireworks already have caused small wildfires in California. Locally, as we face what could be one of the worst wildfire seasons on record, fireworks are only legal for sales and use within the city limits of Jackson, Ione, Sutter Creek, and Plymouth. There is a total fireworks ban in Calaveras, El Dorado, Alpine, and Tuolumne counties.
And the 2019 Miss Calaveras, Catherine Sharp, had a successful weekend at the Miss California pageant. The Mountain Ranch resident finished fourth runner-up. Sharp, 20, was awarded a $2,500 scholarship for placing in the top five. Also, Tacoma $300 scholarship for winning the red carpet competition. A member of the LGBTQ community, Sharp had earlier stated she wanted to use the competition to promote inclusion, including for people with disabilities. During a question about social initiatives, she stated, instead of just having designated seating for people with disabilities, it's important they'd be invited to sit at the table. Well, Sharp technically spent 2 years as Miss Calaveras since the 2020 competition was canceled due to COVID-19.
And blue ribbons are waiting for the winners of hundreds of classes that can be entered in the annual Amador County Fair competitions. Now's the time to get those entry forms in if you want to participate. The exhibitor guide is available online with easy-to-access entry forms. The deadline for submitting your entry forms has been extended to July 16th. The exhibitor guide offers a multitude of classes for anyone who wishes to enter their favorite handiwork and culinary creations, garden produce, art and photography, collections, gems and minerals, and more. Entry forms are due July 16th at 6 p.m. with actual exhibits not due until just before the fair. A complete entry and judging schedule is available in the guide. Residents of Amador, El Dorado, Calaveras, and Tuolumne counties are eligible to enter most divisions. Now, for more information about the fair or assistance in entering the competition, or to check out the online exhibitor guide, visit AmadorCountyFair.com. That's AmadorCountyFair.com. The Amador County Fair is July 29th through August 1st. And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Tuesday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, to visit our website. That's KVGCRadio.com.